We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're watching or listening to this, you are listening to the first ever episode of the Dice It Up show with myself, Daniel Mattia, and the Ice Young, or government name, Isis Young. Welcome, everybody. Isis, how are we feeling today?
I'm good. I'm just chilling, man. Really excited about the W starting and just opening weekend and getting to cover these teams, this league. But otherwise, I'm great. How are you?
Doing phenomenal. This show has been in talks for, you know, a few weeks, maybe even a month now. And so excited to be doing it with you. We'll get into your background to give our listeners and viewers insight into who you are, because you have quite the resume. Me, not as much, but I'll quickly touch on myself real quick. Dano Mattia, government name Daniel. I guess I can say that too.
Yep, at the government.
There you go. Dano Mattia, I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Big Houston Comets fan. If you can see by my background, I was a big James Harden fan.
He's
always got a piece of my heart.
Okay. Love it.
Really got into covering women's basketball through, honestly, betting on women's basketball. Love data and analytics, found out about her hoop stats, got in touch with Aaron Barzilai, the founder, found out I love even covering women's basketball even more. Then started interviewing some coaches in the last year, some players. And next thing you know, Aaron finds me one of the coolest co-hosts in the world, and Ice Young. I live in Manhattan, New York, in the Upper East Side. You can catch me at a lot of Liberty games. Former D3 hooper at Southwestern University. Let's throw that in there, but we're about to get into somebody who's got some real hoop stature. Nothing against D3, just doesn't really compare to you, Ice. So Ice, let's give a...
We can't say that. You know what? Because D3 counts. Like, the percentage of people who play high school sports and don't play after college. So D1, 2, 3, NAIA, they all count. I just want to ask you, like, what was your game? Like, if we go play one-on-one right now, what am I expecting? A little cheat sheet real quick.
Okay. The game I had back in college was simply do whatever coach wanted so I can get my face on the floor and get attention. That's all I cared about. So in that sense, I was literally like a D3 PJ Tucker. I was an undersized four. We ran a Princeton offense, so I was like a guard on offense, but I would guard somebody 6'7", 6'8", every night. Body took a beating. Some nights I shoot the ball one time. Some nights I shoot it seven. Always throwing backdoor passes. And then you fast forward to now, I try as little as I can on defense and shoot the ball as much as I can, because that's what's fun.
There you go. It's all about fun.
Absolutely.
That's tough, Hey everyone, I'm Ice. Good to be here. Excited to be here with Dano and Her Hoop Stats. Super excited. I think we're gonna have so much fun on this podcast. I am from Berlin, New Jersey, small town like right outside of Philly. I come from a sports family. Both my parents played three sports in high school. Mother played basketball in college. My brother plays professional soccer over in Germany. My sister plays college soccer at Post University in Connecticut, about an hour from Mohegan. I just finished my first season overseas playing in Greece, which was awesome, phenomenal. Yes, I was at the beach like every other week. It was great. Long college story, but in one sentence, I went to college for 7 years at four different schools and tore my ACL twice, but I'm still here. Yeah, that's kind of the short run of it.
Yeah. So, what were those schools? You know, definitely we have probably have some fans from some of those schools as well, so they probably already know you. And then I have a second question. Was it the same ACL or was it both?
Yes, same ACL. I'll ask the one in the back. Same ACL. So I've got two nice little cute scars on my right knee. Colleges. Okay, I started at the University of Florida. When I went there my first year, I had torn my ACL after high school. And so I redshirted my first year, played the second year, but like freshman minutes, decided to leave, want to be closer to home, and find a different style of play. So I went to Syracuse, which is my college home. I became me, I feel like, at Syracuse, or the me that I know now. A lot of that is a credit to Syracuse, personally and professionally, basketball wise. So I spent 3 years at Syracuse, which was great. I got my master's degree from Newhouse, which is where I kind of found my love for broadcasting. And then after Syracuse, I had one more year as a grad. And so I went to Fordham University, transferred there as a grad transfer. First 2 weeks of practice there, I tore my ACL again. Extremely devastated. I think devastated was like the only word I could find to even describe what was going on. But that year really gave me the chance to get into broadcasting. I worked at a lot of local schools in NYC, like Columbia, Manhattan College, FDU over in Jersey. And I worked as an analyst and sideline reporter. Men's and women's basketball was on ESPN Plus a lot for Fordham. So, and then also did radio and traveled with the men's and women's team at Fordham. So I was calling anywhere from like 2 to 4 games a week. And then really just going to rehab and going to physical therapy and trying to come back. So it wasn't until halfway through my year that I decided, okay, I'm going to come back. Like I'm going to make it. I'll be all right. But it was just a really great year just professionally for me to get into it while I'm still in school. And so I decided to play again. Couldn't stay at Fordham. They didn't have any more scholarships that year. Had a lot of freshmen that were already coming in. And so I went to Siena College, which I guess I could say is like my second college home. I had a really good basketball season. You know, it was COVID year, so we only played 15, 16 games. But I, you know, finished as a leading scorer in the MAC. Really loved my coach. I have a close relationship with her. And just grew as a player and just got my confidence back. Felt like, okay, I can do it. I can go through two ACLs and a whole bunch of schools and sitting for a few years. And then I went overseas and my overseas season was good. Didn't win as many games as I wanted to, but that happens. Went through all the overseas ups and downs of players leaving and getting new coaches and this and that, but still had a really good year. Finished as a leading scorer on my team. And just grew, I feel like, honestly, just grew. And so I'm just excited about going back. I really just hope that my body holds up for as long as it can, because I want to play for the next 5 to 7 years if I can do it. So, yeah.
Dang, that is a journey.
A journey, nonetheless.
And it's still going. And one of the coolest parts, I mean, you touched on it a bit about getting into the media and broadcasting aspect of your, I guess, sparking that passion while at Fordham. For those who don't know, Ice is now the color commentator for the Connecticut Sun. So when you're not listening to her here, you can catch her on all the games that are not nationally televised. I'm so pumped to hear you call games. I feel like I want to give you like a random catchphrase to throw out just to just know that you're thinking about the show at least. But so how excited are you for starting that part? Working actually in the W.
So excited, honestly. You know, I think when I went overseas, one of the things that I thought about, it was just, you know, broadcast, like, what do I do? You know, I've done so much already in school and now I'm finally not in school, but I'm spending 8 months in a different country. And so when the son reached out to me, it was just kind of like perfect. It was like, okay, like I can go overseas and play for as long as I want. And then I can come back during the summer and I can call the W from May to August. And it just fit. And, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm in South Jersey, so it's not a crazy commute to Connecticut. The team is a very good team to cover. I mean, they have the best, you know, record in the league the last year. In the last 5 years, they've been the best team in terms of wins and their record. And so they're like due for a championship. And so I'm hoping that like I can come help and bring that, honestly. But I'm just super excited to be, you know, with that team, with the franchise and cover this league. I think, you know, if it wasn't, you know, getting a gig for women's college basketball, this is the next thing that I would have wanted. And so I'm just blessed about it, honestly.
So, so cool. I mean, and it works out with the timing so you can keep playing. So it feels like, for you, you never really get a break.
Nope. No, but you know what though? I'm used to it, Dana, honestly. You know, just with, you know, being in college for 7 years and doing master's programs for 3 of those years, I don't really know what a break is, you know? But I make sure to take care of myself, take the mental breaks when I can. I spent a couple of extra days after my season ended in Greece and like really enjoyed being in Greece and being a tourist and, you know, meeting up with some friends. So, I feel ready. You know, I'm just like now like a rookie again. Like I just finished a rookie basketball season and now I'm like a rookie analyst and I just want to get into it and cover this team. And so excited about traveling with the team too. I think that's something that normally, you know, you really don't experience a lot and it's new for the W. And so I'm just excited about going on the road, experiencing these different teams, seeing some old teammates that I have that are on different teams. I think it'll be a fantastic summer and I'm really just looking forward to it.
So cool. So cool. I don't think people understand how much goes into color commentating either, like the amount of research.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I struggle with pronunciation. Good thing Her Hoopstats has the pronunciation tool.
100%.
Like I was talking to somebody who does it for just, I want to say it's the, I want to say it's just Marquette basketball, mm-hmm. like just does and only does radio.
Yeah.
And the amount of stat nuggets, the names, how they've been trending, just always being on, takes so much preparation. So, I can understand what goes into that.
Yeah. It's definitely not easy, you know, but when you love the product that you're covering, and you're familiar with some of them, you know, for example, like Jocelyn Willoughby the other day, she's a guard, plays for New York Liberty. She's a friend of mine. Like we grew up in the same AAU program. I remember her guarding me in scrimmages because she was on the younger team and I was on the older team. And so I'm like thinking like, I don't have to do much prep about Joss. You know, I know she went to Virginia. I know she had a great career there. Like I know where she is now and how she developed her game. So I think I have a couple of those stories throughout the league. And so it just makes it so much more fun to cover people that you know, people that you believe in, people that look like you. And a really good product. And then I think the best part is just this league, you know, trying to grow the league. The league is as old as I am, you know, going into its 26th season just started. And so it's like there's still so much growth that needs to happen. And I think broadcasters and the product that we put on TV can really help with that. And so I think it's more of a bigger reason for me to like go out and really do a good job to represent the league, you know?
Yeah. Don't put too much pressure on yourself now. Okay.
I will try my best. We'll see after the first. I'll let you know after the first game how I feel. I'll probably be mid halftime and be like, oh my God.
Yeah, we don't want to start a new like segment on the show of like, where did Isis screw up? No, I'm sure you're going to be absolutely amazing. So, I mean, this first Connecticut Sun game, we won't, we'll just jump right into kind of the recap with that because you basically didn't color commentate that one because it was nationally televised.
Yep.
But I'm sure because you are a responsible member of the Sun Media, I'm sure you watched the game. As a gambling man, the Sun were favored by 5.5 points. And I think the New York Liberty did what they did last year, get off to a really hot start. But I didn't expect it against this team and against, you know, Coach Kurt Miller, the MVP. What was the biggest takeaway for you in this first game?
Yeah, I was going to say first, a credit to New York. You know, they played without Banai Delaney, all-star from last year. They played without Dee Dee Richards, who we're going to get into later. Oh. And so I think without those two, other players really had to step up. But Sabrina Ionescu, you know, we're seeing like a healthy Sabrina. And a healthy Sabrina comes with 25 points and very timely points. If you go back and watch that game, I've watched it twice. And just every time she made a bucket, the bucket was needed. So I give a lot of credit to them, I think, for just how they played the game. But really the main thing, Dana, was just points off turnovers. And, you know, both teams had 16 turnovers, and New York converted that to 31 points.
Wow.
And that is the story of the game, honestly. And you have to give a credit to them for just scoring in transition. Natasha Howard had a really good game. She was matched up with Jonquel Jones the whole time, which was a fun matchup to watch. But you honestly got to say she won the matchup. Got the ball well from three and just really was super solid for her team.
Yeah. I mean, you think about those two players, they're very similar. It's a phenomenal matchup. So, I mean, I'm excited to see them play again. But yeah, I can't say enough about Natasha Howard's defense, like just all over the place with Jonquel Jones. I think she had, I want to say 10 points in the first quarter. And then, you check like midway through the third, she's only at 13. And you're like, oh my gosh, like just having to work that hard as the, you know, reigning MVP cannot be fun. So, I mean, Sandy Brondello's, you know, new system, getting a win on night one, especially at home, is definitely good for the overall energy of the team. They have a tough matchup coming up against, I think, Chicago Sky this week. But of course, they're also going to get healthier, getting Laney back. And then I think the only player who's still overseas is Rebecca Allen.
Yeah.
So that was one thing that the Sun are missing, is some players overseas. So
yeah, Dwana Bonner still working her way back. Her team is, I believe, right now in the semifinals overseas, I think in the Turkish League. And so there's no ETA on when she'll be back. And then Courtney Williams, WNBA All-Star, back with the Sun after spending 2 years in Atlanta. She is out for one more game suspension, and then she'll come back. And I think when Courtney comes back, it will change the game. The Sun has talked about just playing more in transition, which is her bread and butter. And she's someone that can create her own shot. She needs nothing but the ball and a little bit of room to operate. And so I think they were missing those two a lot, but still without those two, I think that they should have been able to pull it out. But you know what, losses this early against a team in New York, like you talked about, who was well coached in a new system with good players, is fine. You live and you learn, and you learn from it and you move on. They've got LA this weekend, which I will be on the call for, which I'm so excited about. And LA is looking good. So it's early. You learn from those losses and you move on. But I think there was definitely some good takeaways. One person I just want to shout out for the Sun is Natisha Heidemann. Didn't start the game, came off the bench, but really just was a spark. Like, she made play after play after play. I'm talking about like passes in transition and one scoring at the end of the buzzer, breaking down the defense and also causing a couple of steals and turnovers. So I think that she might have her breakout year this year. And I think that she could be on the lookout for like sixth person of the year. I think it'd be between like her and Brianna Jones, who come off the bench and really play a big role for them. But I was really impressed with Heidemann's play.
Yeah. I mean, I think she kept a minute, honestly. Yes. Like,
especially in the third quarter.
Yeah.
Especially in the third quarter.
Yeah. They end up taking a lead there. That was probably one of my favorite games of the year. Of course, they're, you know, looking around the league, there are a lot of teams who are missing players due to overseas commitments. Want to touch on them real quick, because I think they're probably not getting a fair shake from the media and how they're looked at. But there are some jarring stats that I want to throw out at you.
Yeah.
You know, the Dallas Wings were 1 of 18 in the third quarter at home against the Atlanta Dream.
I feel like that's tough. And you know, without the overseas commitments, the Wings have some stars. you know, obviously Enrique Ogunbowale, Marina Mabry, who went off for 20 and had a good game, but you know, Isabel Harrison,
only good thing.
Got people who can put the ball in the basket and that are there and just really seem to struggle in the third quarter.
Yeah. I don't want to take anything away from Atlanta. So cool seeing, you know, Ryan Howard, like, out of all the rookies, I don't want to say, because I mean, Destiny Henderson also kind of gave me the same vibe, but he just looked, and Shakir Austin last night. Oh my God. Yeah. We'll get into that for a second, but Ryan Howard just looks so comfortable already. I don't want to get like way too ahead of myself, but just super excited for her and that franchise. I think it's just a perfect opportunity for them.
Yeah, I think exactly what you said. It's perfect. I think she's going to a team who needs her to step up and play a big role. And I think as soon as she found out she was going to Atlanta, her mindset was to try to prep for that because she wasn't going to be demanded of what a normal rookie would be demanded of. She's going to have to play big minutes and be a big role on that team. And I think that she can do it. I agree with you. She looked very poised and comfortable, like she just transitioned from college. You know, like it just was no transition. Like I'm just playing against bigger, faster, stronger women now.
It's I mean, and she's long, but I mean, just pulling from everywhere, worked hard on defense. Love to see it. Another team who's missing some key pieces, and it was really showing. They only scored 4 points in the second quarter last night, was the Minnesota Lynx.
Yes.
Hard to watch.
They struggled. You know, early in the game, I give it to, you know, Washington, who just came out in the first half and just dominated. Talk about Natasha Cloud. Yo, when she said she's a shooter now, Dano, she's a shooter. She was 4 for 6 from three in the first half, had all of her 19 points in the first half. And so they just jumped on them. It like wasn't even fair at one point. They just jumped on them. But the Lynx did come back. You know, they were able to get it within 10 around the fourth quarter and kind of finish, you know, with some respect. I think Jessica Shepherd for them had a really good.
She did look good.
And she's healthy. She's back to being healthy. So we're seeing this now with some of those younger players who are in their second and third year who have, you know, experienced some of those injuries, but now are coming back and they're healthy and they're making a difference. But yeah, I agree with you. I also, you know, I'm a huge fan of Odyssey Sims and I love her game. Just the spark that she brings. Like anytime you watch, she's like electric. She's like electric.
Yeah. Wasn't on a team like a week ago. So a lot of people were, you know, talking about the decisions that Minnesota made, but seeing her, you know, really prove her point, that's always awesome to see. I mean, that team could have just chilled out for the last, you know, last half. I mean, they had no real shot of winning it, but I think they showed some fight and have some good things to build off of. But watching Shakir Austin be that comfortable, just moving without the ball. I mean, she had some jump shots, some leaners, wasn't afraid of contact against one of the best centers of all time. Makes me really excited for Mystics fans. I know our guy Gabe Ibrahim is probably super hyped. I know he had to watch that game and his Miami Heat last night, but big shout out to you and your Mystics fan. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of way too early rookie of the year predictions, right now for me, it's between Ryan Howard and Shakir Austin because they are on teams who I feel like can do well, especially the Mystics, who have all the pieces when everybody is healthy. We got to pray Elaine Deladon stays healthy. She just was, like you said, fearless going against Sylvia Fowles. And I mean, you're going against Sylvia Fowles, like not someone to look at and be like, okay, I'm going to go in here fearless, but she was, you know, she had a double-double, like 13 and 10. And I think, you know, it's cool. Like that's one of the games she'll remember, you know, when she looks back and she's like, this is how I started the W. Like I had a double-double against Sylvia Fowles and earned that. So I was super impressed with her play. And I think that the Mystics are going to use her. She's going to be crucial down the line in terms of a post presence and just activity on both ends of the floor. Like she is pure energy.
Oh yeah. And going to learn from Elena Deladon, like what a perfect place. Shout out Maisha Hines-Allen. She's like, I just feel like she's the strongest player in the league. Like scary.
Jersey girls. You know, we make them tough out here, Nano. We make them pretty tough.
I respect that. I'm still learning a lot as a Southern gentleman. Only my second year here in New York. One more stat from that, Shakir, to hype up Shakir Austin, some more game high. So Washington and Minnesota, game high plus 16 as a rookie against, oh my God, just mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to give her credit. She came out and hopefully she keeps that up. You know, I know the Mystics are working on load management with Della Don. And so we won't see her every game. When they play 3 games in 5 days, we might see her for 2, right? So she can get a break and rest up again and stay healthy. And so Austin and just her productivity is going to be super important to keeping them afloat. And then can't forget Ariel Atkins. I mean, like a pure bucket, textbook bucket, you know, anytime, give the ball to her. And I feel like she'll make it happen. But again, they've got really, really, really good pieces. Like they were one of my surprises of just like watching them being like, not a surprise when you look at their roster, but then the way that they play and their production, I'm like, man, they are on point. And if they only get better and get dealt down consistently and always healthy, that's a problem.
Yeah.
A big problem.
I hate to compare it to like the NBA, but just, I feel like I have to say this as a former, I mean, not former, I'll always be a Rockets fan, I guess, but Atkins and Cloud give me serious Harden, Chris Paul vibes when we had like our best season ever. You just have two guards who can just feel like you can get a bucket from at any moment. Yeah. And it's like, that team is just so fun.
Yeah. Yep. 100% fun. I'm excited for them. I think that they're going to do some things in the league this year, and they're really going to impress some folks. And it won't really be shocking the world because when you look at their roster, you're like, yeah, it's like that.
Well, we're not going to recap every game. I mean, I know we got Gabe and Christy on courtside who'll do that, but it was fun to touch on a little things. But we have an awesome interview coming up here in a little bit with the D.D. Richards Cypress's Own. So all my Cypress or Houston, Texas people stand up. How fun was that talk with D.D.?
Oh, man. First of all, her personality is just so bubbly, so smiley. She's funny. And we just had a lot of fun. We covered a lot of different topics.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for her season. You know, she's coming off of, you know, being the all rookie team last year. Being asked to do more at New York this year. And so once she's healthy and gets back on the floor, I'm excited to see how she'll just kind of flourish in that role that she's in. But what a personality. Like, honestly, now that I've met her, been able to talk to her, and then following her on social media and all the different things she's got going on and the way she brands herself, like, we love the Powerpuff. We love her.
We do. We do. I mean, I basically told her I'm committing to buy my wife a Powerpuff hoodie. And for those of you who are listening, I really, really encourage you to go check it out on YouTube to where Ice asked Dee Dee about the Dejanay foul. Her face is priceless. It is truly priceless.
Yeah, so much fun. The controversial call, that's not really controversial, but you know, so much fun.
Awesome. Well, hope you guys enjoy this next interview, and we'll be back next week with more of Dice It Up. Excited to go on this journey with you, Ice.
Same here. Let's get it. We are so excited to have our first guest on Dice It Up, the D.D. Richards, the New York guard from the New York Liberty. Thanks so much for joining us today. How are you, first of all? How was practice?
It was great. Thanks for having me also, but it was great. We did a lot of, you know, getting to know, you know, our next opponent, which is Connecticut. So it was exciting because it's building up to the first game.
Well, I will especially be watching that one. I'm the analyst for the Sun this year. so you are on my scout for the next few games. Didi, we just want to say you come in so polished, obviously made the all rookie team last year for WNBA. McDonald's All-American in high school. You had multiple Big 12 academic honors, Big 12 All-Defensive Team, 2020 National Defensive Player of the Year. And I just want to ask you, doing all of that and then coming into your first season, what was kind of the biggest boom that hit you?
The biggest boom that hit me is, I think, which happens every time, like going from high school to college and college to the W, it's just the difference in pace. It really messes with me a little bit and it takes me a while to get adjusted to it. But once I get adjusted to it, it's like, all right, we're good. Like we're rolling now. It takes me a couple games. But like last year, I promise it took till the second half. Like it took till after All-Star break and I was like, oh my God, I'm finally getting it. So it took a little longer than I expected from NIW.
I remember that game in Phoenix or against Phoenix. And I was like, well, Dee Dee, like, getting some shine, getting some, I mean, it was like a different confidence level that hit. It was definitely late in the year.
It was definitely late. Yeah. Late. I know what game we're talking about. It was definitely late
here. It was like the first half you went absolutely bonkers from three.
Well, for the longest, it was like a mind game, you know, because you go from college to shooting 1 3 your whole career.
Yeah.
To getting drafted to a team that only shoots threes. It was like insane. Like, I'm like, okay, y'all, this is not me. But if y'all want it to be me, I can figure it out. And it was also a mindset like, okay, I want to be a better player. So how can I, you know, change my game to be more effective on the offensive end? And if shooting was it, then I stayed in the gym. I really became a gym rat, I want to say, last year. It was for that reason, because I was not letting that thing fly the first half of the season.
It's all about adapting. And I mean, and that's what's expected of your rookie year, which even makes it more impressive that you made the all rookie team, like going in and knowing that you were going to have to change your game and adapt and still did that. And one of the best rookies in the league at doing that. So kudos to you for that. I wanted to ask you, you know, WNBA, we know, is like the hardest league in the world, I feel like, to make a roster spot. Sure, but sure. You went to New York, a team that was in the rebuilding stages, that is still right in the rebuilding stages. How did you feel about going to New York when you got drafted? And what did you see your opportunity as for this team?
Getting drafted to New York, I felt like it was the best. It was the best possible scenario for me, I think. And it was because of the rebuilding area. Because I'm technically rebuilding my game. Like, I knew going into W, whatever I was doing in college was not going to work. It wasn't going to be effective. And most of the coaches let me know that whenever we did the beginning of the year meeting. So I knew that it was going to happen. And I was just hoping that the staff that I got drafted to was willing to, you know, help, or willing to sit and sulk for a little bit. And it was really me, like, that was rushing it. And I was like, that was the beauty behind everything. They were like, Dee Dee, it's a process. Be patient, be patient. And I'm like, how are y'all this patient? Like, I can get cut any second. Like, we don't have enough spots for me to be patient, is my mindset. So I was really lucky to get drafted here with Walt, Dustin, Shelly P, and Eric Jackie. I was really lucky that they kept me here.
Yeah. And I mean, not to mention the outside stuff that piques your interest with fashion and everything. We can come to that later, because we'll definitely plug your new stuff. My wife is going to make me buy her a sweater from there for sure. And I'm not mad about it. I'm just going to make sure, you know, I got to hit, I'm sure it's probably like $100 thing to get free shipping. Got to take advantage.
Happy wife, happy life, Anna.
That's
happy
right.
Wife,
happy that's right. Life. That's right. You know, only been married 2 months, and it's something.
Congrats.
Thank you. Congrats from Dee Dee Richards. You know, that's big. I'll tell her today when we get back in the car. So, you know, second year, you have some college teammates in the league that you're probably obviously excited to see, like when you do play against them, but maybe outside of them or including them, who are you most excited to play against?
Most excited to play against. I like Seattle. And not on like a, I want to beat them level. Of course I want to beat them, but yeah. It's like, this the GOAT. You got Stewie on the court. And I think Seattle kind of brings out the best in our team, because we all want to compete. And I think Seattle brings out the best in every team, because it's freaking Seattle. You're running against Sue Bird, Jewel Lloyd, Stewie, you know what I mean? So I always enjoy playing against Seattle, whether we win or lose. I mean, that kind of sucks if we lose, but I always do enjoy playing against them.
Yeah, those back-to-back games, I think y'all played them back-to-back last year. Like, one of the games totaled, like, over 200 points. It was crazy.
Literally.
Like, so back and forth, but we're looking forward to that then. Now I know.
For sure. We're going to transition a little back to your college days with the Baylor Bears. Speaking of my girl on my team, Dejanay, we just really want to ask, like, flat out, did she get fouled in the Elite Eight game?
Oh, my God. It's the fact that you are asking that question. Yes. Like, it was evident. Like, I think even the ref, like Coach Mulkey said, came and apologized for missing the call, because it was a terrible foul. And what made it worse is my biggest pet peeve with refs, that I feel like they think like it's okay. Like, you can't call something one way for 7 minutes and then change your whole game the last 3 minutes. No, yeah. That's not how it works. Like, you can't all of a sudden swallow your whistle if you've been calling it the whole game. And I think that was the problem. If you go and watch that game right now, Dejanay did the same thing three times in a row. Then the fourth, the third, three times she was going to the fifth line, going to the fifth line, going to the fifth line. That's how we were scoring. Fourth time she goes, what was working, which was going to the goal. So now you, no, ma'am, you cannot swallow that whistle after you just called all those things. No, that's like, it wasn't even controversial in my opinion. That was just a terrible call.
100% agree with that. I think the only thing controversial is the opponent that you had. And people just happen to swallow the whistles against this opponent. I'm biased, but I'm just like, every time I expect it, I expect for there to be a no call when you are playing against this team and it to be like crucial.
Like first episode of the podcast, we're making a lot of enemies already with a certain Northeastern college community. That's okay. we're rocking the vibe. I mean, I remember that game because like, that was one of like those explosive Twitter moments in women's basketball. Like you had Arika stuff. Arika stuff was like, you know, awesome. Everyone was like, you know, so joyous, but like people were so angry. And I mean, I remember watching it being like, wow, that happened. That's not cool. they really did not call this foul at the end of the game. Cause I mean, that's when you expect people to be on their best, especially, you know, you talked about holding refs accountable. So
right.
Yeah.
100%.
I mean, speaking of Kim Mulkey, did you get any fashion inspiration from her, good or bad?
She's fire, right? She's fire. She's like, she was super, what's the word? Like, she did not care. You know, first off, she does not pick out her outfits. That is Jen, her assistant. And Coach Mulkey is literally sitting there and she goes, look what Jen has me wearing today. I'm like, do you even want to wear that? She goes, I mean, she doesn't pick it out. So it was just exciting to see all the different shimmers, all the different colors. I'm like, this is what I looked forward to every game, was watching what she was going to wear.
That's like the pregame conversation in the locker room. Like, will she have on the razzle dazzle stilettos, or will it be the suit today that surprises us?
And it was always so, her play on colors is so brilliant. It's really brilliant.
Okay, shout out to Jen. I didn't know that. So I'll have to see if I catch a run into her at a Final Four one day or something.
Jen, tell her to send you wherever she goes.
I love that. Want to transition now to ESPNW Summit. Saw that you were a part of that just yesterday. One of my favorite events of the year. A couple of my mentors are always a part of it. And I just want to ask you how your conversation was. It was about being a world-class athlete. You were with your teammate, Sabrina Ionescu, Olympic gold medalist, sprinter, Kendall Ellis, and Sarah Spain hosted that, the Sarah Spain. And so really just wanted to ask how that conversation went.
It went really good. I mean, I hate to say this. This is my first time hearing about it and being on it. So it was a really good experience for me. And I, in the future, will, you know, kind of like participate, hope to be in it a lot more because it was very educational, good networking experience for me. And I got to share my story and hopefully gain some more fans to the W, you know. So it was a all in all great experience. Kendall's amazing. I know Sab, so she made me feel a lot comfortable. And then the Sarah Spain, like you said, she makes you feel like you know what you're talking about when I don't. And I'm like, thank you for whatever you just added in there, because it made the whole room laugh and I didn't even know what I said.
That's awesome. That's what hosts are supposed to do. They're supposed to make you feel comfortable and make you laugh and make you look really, really good.
Yeah. I mean, and because of that, we'll definitely plug, include the link to the new collection of clothes and items. And I just want to know, like, you know, you being interested in fashion, were you like involved in the creative process, the design process with all that?
Absolutely. And I think that was like the biggest part about this was like, I wanted to be athleisure because that's what I'm wearing 24/7, which is sweats, hoodies, crew necks. That's me. So I kind of wanted to be that. I knew that. And they were very open on like showing me the first batch of things. And I came and I saw it and I was like, it's all right. And they're like, you don't love it. I'm like, I don't love it. It's something about I don't love, you know? So they were really patient with me because I'm very picky. I'm very particular with what I want to wear. So I don't want to just put people in just anything. And so whenever I was coming up with the things that I wanted to come up with, they wanted everything to appeal to the fans, which I get. Like to put a DD on a shirt, sure, put me on a shirt, but would I wear that?
Yeah,
I was like, will I wear that? And then I saw him, and then I'm like, definitely, I'm gonna wear her. The character is amazing. So I just hope that the fans also love and the clothes are comfortable, and any feedback I would greatly appreciate, you know. So if you don't like it, then tell me, and tell me why you don't like it so I can be better next time.
Yeah, I'll make sure to tweet at you my wife's full review. hopefully it's 5 out of 5 stars.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and I love the I Love New York hoodie too. Like the different change on that. I gotta get that for myself. No big deal.
Absolutely. that was my biggest thing. I wear all men's clothes. My boyfriend is always like, did you get this from the men's section? I'm like, absolutely. I definitely got it from the men's section. So I wanted everything. It was so hard for them to understand that I wanted everything either unisex or everything men. And they're like, Diddy, what about women? I said, that's what scissors are for. You cut it into a crop top. Everything I have is man's shirt cut into a crop top. They're like, Diddy, no, we need a woman. So there's women, but there's also unisex. So it was like, it was a battle for the longest.
So cool.
Love that for you. I thought you were going to say that your boyfriend thought, is that my hoodie that you're wearing? and not from the men's section. Cause I've definitely had that a few times. Like, yes, I stole this. Didn't think you would recognize.
And I sorry, don't
you did. I'm going to right. Billy, it looks better over here. No offense. Well, you know, talking about fashion, just want to wrap this up. Is there anything else that you want to get further into, whether it's designing, whether it's modeling? You know, we talked about, obviously, you're in New York, the fashion capital of the world. And that is kind of your essence as a fashionista. So is there anything else that you want to get into?
Absolutely. There's a lot of things I want to, you know, kind of venture out in. And I kind of hate, I love that I am more than an athlete, but I hate that we as women have to be more than an athlete to even get recognition. But I like to take that as far as I can. And that if that's me modeling, me in cosmetics, me in hair, I'm saying those things because that's kind of what I want to get into. And so I'm just, you know, waiting my turn and, you know, sitting back and observing a lot that's going on. Like I said, I'm in New York, so it's easy to do that. And it's a lot of different outlets for me to do that. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm hoping that I can really get into it and one day have my own maybe hair brand, because y'all know I like to have my hair done.
That was my final question. What's the game day hair for this Saturday? Can you get like a little tease?
You know, I have to have the puff for the first game. I have to.
Oh, yeah. Got to give the fans what they want.
Like, they would have hated me. And I almost did it. Like, I was sitting here like, I'm about to get my hair done. And literally, it was my boyfriend. He's like, what do you mean you're getting your hair done? I'm like, I'm about to get some weave in. He's like, no, you're not. You play Saturday. The puffs. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot. You're so right.
The power puffs, forgot the puffs. No,
I forgot the power puffs. You can never believe it. Power puffs, never.
I will say, I love them. My mother said to me a couple years ago, she's like, that girl that plays for Baylor with the puff, her hair is so cute. And I was like, I know exactly who you're talking about. And it is. Mine's not long enough yet, but we will get there.
I'm telling y'all, go look at, I don't ever tell people this. Go look at my freshman year Baylor puffs. I told them to discontinue every freshman year picture of me at Baylor because it's so bad. Girl, it's just about patience. Took a good 4 years.
Awesome. Well, Didi, thanks so much for hopping on. We really appreciate you being our first guest on Dice It Up. We wish you the best of luck this season. Yes. Stay healthy, stay ready. Looking forward to all of the hairdos and all of your success.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
Good luck with the rest of the show, though.
Absolutely. Do it again in person sometime.
Absolutely.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.